This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. We're down to Danette. Fritzy is off today under the weather, but hope to have him back tomorrow. Your phone calls always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Penny's Bang Biscuits, Penny's Bang Jerky, yogurt-dipped mini bones, all in stock. DanPatrick.com, handmade from scratch using healthy, all-natural ingredients, plus 20% of all the Bang Biscuit sales, given back to hand-picked partners in the pet industry. Penny's Bang Biscuits, Bang Jerky, all that good stuff at DanPatrick.com. Also, we honor Georgia back-to-back national titles at DanPatrick.com. Coming up, Mike Tannenbaum. He works for the mothership, former general manager in the NFL with the Jets. He agrees with me. If I'm the Chicago Bears, I try to see what I can get for Justin Fields, and I take Bryce Young as my quarterback. If he grades out that that's the quarterback that I want, and I think that he is so good I can't pass him up, I have no problem doing that. What happens sometimes is you let emotion get in involved. And instead of just saying, let's just look, be very pragmatic. This is what we're going to do. This is why we're going to do this. They, you know, as much as Justin Fields has entertained our fan base and they've been patient, he's been great, but is he a great quarterback? Can he be a great quarterback? Can he be a franchise quarterback? He's entertaining to watch. He's interesting to watch, but is he the guy that you want? Plus, I get Bryce Young, and now he would be on his rookie contract as opposed to Justin Fields going into his third year, so it's a business decision. Can I get a first-round pick for Justin Fields? I would imagine, but maybe the Colts want to come up. Maybe the Raiders want to come up if you stay with Justin Fields. I understand that because you do need a lot of help. Bryce Young is not going to change the Bears' fortunes. What will change is that you have consistency at the coach and GM, if they're the right people, and then you make some really good decisions draft-wise. Because you can have draft picks. Are you good at drafting? And sometimes we get confused where they got all these draft picks. Well, look at the Raiders. Look at all the draft picks they had. In the last, what, 4 years, how many of those draft picks are still on the team? Very few. Hey, I had draft picks. I got John Gruden. I got Mike Mayock. Experienced NFL guys. If you're not good at drafting, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Yeah, Paul.
Go back a bunch of years ago. Remember that bad, horrendous run that the Browns had? They took Trent Richardson in round one. Yeah. They took the quarterback Brandon Whedon in round one. Mm. They took Barcavius Mingo in round one. Mm. In 2014, they took Justin Gilbert and Johnny Manziel in round one. Those guys were out of football in 3 years, right? Yep. They had a four-year run of terrible drafting. Yeah. And then it went right to the Hugh Jackson era where they were losing all the time. But then they went on a run when they took guys like Carl Nassib and Corey Coleman, decent players, and it got better. Myles Garrett, Jabril Peppers, David Njoku, Baker Mayfield, Denzel Ward, Nick Chubb. Look at how those guys are working out.
Peacock has the most live sports of any streaming service. Watch live games and events from the Premier League, NASCAR, PGA Tour, every Sunday night football game, and this show. It's all streaming on Peacock. All right, so Mike Tannenbaum will join us coming up here in a little bit, get his thoughts on why he would make that move. You know, the Bears aren't an interesting team to watch, but they're interesting right now because they're on the clock with the number one overall pick. I check with DraftKings. DraftKings has the odds on who will go number one overall. Right now it's Bryce Young, then C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson, and Jalen Carter. Also, how this affects other teams. Colts won a quarterback. Their GM, Chris Ballard, said, whatever it takes, got to go up there and get it. The Raiders, what are they going to do with the quarterbacking position? I would be surprised if they went all in and moved up to get one of these quarterbacks, unless they went all the way up to the top. But the Raiders are ready to win now. They should be ready to win now. Are they a quarterback away? And that's where you have to at least inquire third party, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. Because Rodgers sat down with the Packers yesterday. Now, I don't know how that would start. Aaron, hey, Aaron, come on in. We want to talk to you about this year, next year. How do you get around to the when are you going to make up your mind question? Because if I'm the Packers, well, what do I want to hear if I'm the Packers? At some point, now I said this last year, I would have moved on from Aaron Rodgers. Even though him coming back, I had them in the Super Bowl. But at some point, I have to get rid of the drama. Like, I have to get back to some kind of stability where it's a team. We're not just waiting for one person. And maybe Jordan Love is not that quarterback. But at some point, I got to move on from this. He's great. We're not winning, you know, games at home. We're not winning the must-win games. Even when we get home field advantage in the playoffs, we're not winning. And I'm spending $60 million. And it reminded me of what the Lakers did when they weren't good, but they had Kobe. And they overspent for Kobe. Why? Hey, we're not very good, but come out and watch Kobe play. Final two seasons of his career. Okay. But the Packers, I thought, not a great division. Turned out to be better than I thought. But they would win that division. They would have home field advantage. But if you're sitting down with Aaron Rodgers, you got to ask him, what do you want to do? Or at least ask him, when are you going to make up your mind about next year? Or give us your time frame here, just so we can plan accordingly. No surprises. Let's just do this together. You want to be involved in the draft. I would ask him that. Since last year, you want to be involved in the process, Aaron. Yes, you.
Time is a social construct that I just don't live by anymore. Well, I mean, what is this year? What is next year?
my journey.
But if you're Brian Gutekunst, do you say to Aaron, let's go get some ayahuasca. I'll meet you in Peru. Yeah, Paul.
Aaron Rodgers, believe it or not, is somewhat tradable. There's an article on CBS the other day just looking at tradability of different players. And even though he signed that monster contract, he does not have a no-trade clause in that contract. That means he cannot veto a trade, at least not officially. Mm. Also, he's only due $31 million next year. So if a team traded for him, they would have to pay him $31 million.
Wait, I thought he's getting $59.5 million.
Well, the way it's structured, it's kind of complex. But the Packers owe him a lot of money in 2023, and it's hard for them to get out of that. But they could trade him. And the team that does trade him does not get hit with that bonus money. The Packers pay the bonus money. Mm-hmm. So let's say blank. Let's say the Washington Commanders decided to trade for Aaron Rodgers. They'd be getting him at 39 with 2 years left on an existing deal, and he'd be the 10th highest paid quarterback in the league.
Wait, he'd have two more years?
Yes.
I thought he signed a two-year deal.
Well, there's an option, and that's where you know the team that it's very complex with the money sharing. There had to be some money sharing with whoever traded for him. For the bonus money.
I got to move on at some point. I would have moved on prior to last year. If you think you got something in Jordan Love, let's go. because I thought all the ingredients were there. Running game. I thought the defense was going to be a lot better. And, you know, have Aaron Rodgers sprinkle in a couple of big passes. You know, young receivers there. I mean, it can't just be on, we don't have Davante Adams, all of a sudden we're not any good anymore. But at some point, you have to have a real heart-to-heart with Aaron Rodgers and say, but he decides if he wants to come back. The Packers, even if they want to trade him, right, they have to ask him. Jordan Love's 24. Those are hard questions to ask. And I'm sure Aaron Rodgers doesn't have answers right now. Yes, he.
Why aren't the Packers trying to reset the clock on the rookie quarterback pay thing? Just get rid of everybody.
Get another quarterback?
Yeah.
Well, we saw how Aaron Rodgers reacted to Jordan Love.
Yeah, that's out the window. That doesn't matter anymore. But at this point, Jordan Love, you know, you're getting to a point where you got to pay him. He's never done anything.
I know.
What the heck?
I know. Packers have the 15th pick in the draft. I don't know who's going to be available there. Hopefully they take a wide receiver.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if they just took, like...
If they took a defensive player? Okay. Let's bet. Do the Packers go offense or defense with the 15th pick in the draft? Do you have that mock draft there, Paulie? Can you bring that back up? I'm curious who they take. You got the mock draft there?
Moments away.
Okay.
I'm looking at that mock draft. It has Packers taking a tight end out of Notre Dame.
Mike Meyer.
Yeah.
Come on down.
That would be a great pick.
Let's go.
You can't kill him, Mike Meyer.
No, not that one.
He always comes back.
No.
He just walks everywhere, though, which is weird.
Yeah. He set out the bowl game. Notre Dame's bowl game.
Not a team player.
Well,
red flag.
No. Question mark.
Red flag.
Question mark.
Speaking of Halloween, did you see the Golden Globes last night? Jamie Lee Curtis was up for an award.
She still looks beautiful.
Yeah. What a run she had.
Yes. And then the movie The Banshees of Inisherin.
Ed Sheeran?
Not Ed Sheeran, but Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson are in that one.
I like both of them.
And they were both in Bruges.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not a sequel to In Bruges, is it?
No.
The prequel?
The scenery in this movie is awesome. There's great acting. I did watch it. But, man, I was looking at the movies that are, you know, maybe up for the Academy Awards this year, nominations. I'm like, I haven't seen hardly any of these things. Why isn't Maverick Top Gun up as one of the top 10 movies?
Oh, I actually, it was nominated for Best Drama at the Golden Globes.
No, I'm talking about the Academy Awards.
Oh.
Did you watch it?
Loved it.
Oh. Okay.
No, I did watch that. Knucklehead.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you watched it, then you understand why it's not up for any awards.
Oh, wow.
Based on a true story.
Yes.
Yeah.
You didn't like that movie?
I appreciated it for its walkthrough down memory lane, but in terms of it being a good movie, no,
it wasn't. It was a great movie.
No, it wasn't that either.
Did you see it, Marvin?
I sure didn't.
Oh, why not?
I didn't see the first Top Gun.
All right. Well, you don't need to see the first to watch the second.
Oh, you don't?
No, you don't.
So it's not like Harry Potter?
No, it's
okay.
Not. I haven't seen any Harry Potter movies.
I have.
Not one. But I'm a grown man. Yes, Paulie.
I guess I'll settle this between you and Seton.
Okay.
You both have points. It was entertaining and fun, but it's like when you go back to college and drink with your old buddies, it's a great time. You're at the old bars, but it's not what it was. But you're like, hey, remember we used to drink Natty Light and get
hammered? I will not let you do this to Tom Cruise on my watch.
It was good.
Isn't it time to honor Tom Cruise? How many times have you watched a Tom Cruise movie and not been entertained?
That's fair.
Tom Cruise does not make bad movies. He does not.
He's sort of the pop music, though, of
okay,
movie making.
Okay, but there's nothing wrong.
He's you too. He's been around for 40 years.
Okay. And we should be honoring. I don't want Tom Cruise to get a lifetime achievement.
But I'm looking forward to the next Mission Impossible just like everybody else.
Yes.
I think this one he dies.
No, not like
bad for the franchise.
Tom Cruise, he brought people back to the theater single-handedly. Tom Cruise did it this year. MVP. Do they give out an MVP Academy Award? And they should.
The Hollywood MVP, the HMVP.
Yes. And the winner is? Tom Cruise.
Watching Maverick, though, was like, you basically, it was a running list of checking off, okay, let's see how many references they make to the first movie. Oh, look, they're singing around the piano again. I'm so happy they still do that.
I'm not going to let you stain Tom Cruise like this.
Remember we did a thing?
We're going to settle this like, man, outside, Satan.
Shirtless playing volleyball?
Yeah, yes. And I'm going to wear cutoff shorts. Paulie, I've got to take a break. Right. I've got the Royal Tenenbaum coming up here. Back after this. GetRefunds.com. Now you have your opportunity.
For Maverick? Or
no.
Whoa.
Wow.
Hey, come on. Now that's one joke too many.
You've gone too far. If you have a business, 5 or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. Challenge has always been getting your hands on it. That's where GetRefunds.com comes in handy. A team of tax attorneys that they put together, highly trained, little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you. They do all the work. No charge up front. They share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Now, find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com. You'll click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. Then you'll know if you have an opportunity. And it's not a loan. It's a refund. The payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
They say good things come to those who wait. Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz. Learn more at mbusa.com. Get to more phone calls coming up. Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider and former general manager with the Jets. He founded the 33rd Team, a football think tank consisting of former NFL head coaches, GMs, grad students, creating in-depth analysis on college and pro football. And he's provided us with that, with his thoughts on the Chicago Bears, who are on the clock right now. Mike, explain to the audience what you would do with that number one overall pick.
Dan, great to be with you. I would draft Bryce Young, who I think is going to be a superstar in this league. I think he has great arm strength, great accuracy, great anticipation. This is not a bash of Justin Fields. I like him. I think Justin Fields is a good quarterback that has a chance to be a very good quarterback. But if we could get, let's say, a first and a third round pick for Justin Fields and reset the clock on a rookie quarterback contract, we would have a massive amount of resources. And if we look at Jacksonville, Dan, and they go sign Christian Kirk, Brandon Scherff, Evan Ingram, amongst others, we could go get 3 to 4 players with the cap room and get another 2 really good players with what we could get in terms of draft capital by trading Justin Fields.
How do you know Bryce Young is going to be great?
He has every indice that he will be. He has all the tangibles. And when you go back to last week, Dan, I thought something really remarkable happened. They were playing Kansas State in a game that meant nothing. No championship available. And he plays the whole game. So does Will Anderson, another top 5 pick. But when somebody has the tangibles of his ability to throw the football and his intangibles, I'll sign up for that. Now, the one critique about him is going to be his size. Some people like Todd McShay, my colleague at ESPN, you know, kind of compare him a little bit to Steph Curry. I think he has lower body flexibility and enough movement skills where, while size will be an issue, I think he'll be able to overcome it.
Who should trade for Justin Fields?
Like, who shouldn't is a better question. I'll give you a dozen teams from Indy, New York Jets, Saints, Tampa Bay. You can make an argument for Houston, Seattle. There would be a really robust market for Justin Fields, who still has a number of years left on his rookie deal. He just wouldn't have 5. And I think Fields is someone that has to get better in terms of his accuracy. He had 4 games this year where his completion percentage was below 50%, but he's high character. He's been productive, and I think he'll continue to get better.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure this out, though. If the Bears don't want him, but then you're saying all these other teams are going to want Justin Fields.
And the way I would couch it, Dan, if you and I were running the Bears and we were talking to other teams, I would just say, hey, look, we're happy with Justin Fields. We had an unexpected opportunity. No one thought the Texans would win on, you know, the last game of the season. And because of it, we just feel like Bryce Young's a little bit of an upgrade. But if you juxtapose Justin Fields with, ironically, one of his former Ohio State teammates, C.J. Stroud, or Will Levis from Tennessee, there'll be a number of teams, Dan, that will see Justin Fields as a better prospect than Stroud or Levis, and therefore, again, be it the Colts or one of these other quarterback needy teams, as you know what, there's good tape on Justin Fields from the last 2 years. I don't have to worry about this Penn State transfer in Will Levis.
Okay, but so what you're saying is, instead of taking C.J. Stroud or Will Levis, if you're the Colts or the Texans, you would gladly take Justin Fields.
Right, because you know what you have. Like, you've seen 2 years of tape, the good, the areas you have to get better. And again, let's take Jalen Hurts. A year ago, we would say, hey, we've seen some good of Jalen Hurts, but he has to get better with downfield accuracy. Jalen Hurts was in the MVP candidacy again because he did that. He got better in the areas he did. And if you look at Justin Fields with a similar narrative, a good young quarterback that had areas to get better, you can make a very similar argument.
What do you do if you're the Colts?
I scour. I scour for a quarterback. I'm not getting off the phone with the Bears. If they want to keep Fields and I can get Bryce Young, I'm not getting off the phone. Because you can't overpay for greatness, and you can't overpay for a quarterback. And you look at from the day Luck walked out of the door, you know, from Phillip Rivers to Carson Wentz to Matt Ryan, and it just hasn't worked. So there's no price to pay for greatness at the quarterback position.
If you were the GM of the Packers and you sit down with Aaron Rodgers, what do you want to hear from Aaron Rodgers?
A 2-year commitment, an unconditional 2-year commitment. Because one thing that we can't debate is the chemistry with some of those young receivers, Christian Watson, their 2nd-round pick, Romeo Doubs, their 4th-round pick, Dan, it got better as the year went on. He wasn't there for the offseason program. He needs to have a unconditional 2-year marriage to say, I am all in. I'm not paying you $60 million to show up 17 times, Aaron. I'm paying you $60 million next year to be the CEO of this team starting in February. And you know what's interesting, Dan? When you really look at that game, their defense held up okay. Their run game held up. Aaron Rodgers, if we're just being candid, Dan, Aaron Rodgers is who sent them home.
Yeah, he's been average quite a few times. I mentioned the stat of all the quarterbacks who played every game. He's the only one who didn't throw for at least 300 yards in a game. Now, I don't want to rely on him to throw for 300 yards because I do like the running game and the defense. But Aaron was subpar and another loss at home in a must-win situation.
Yeah, and look, he still by far gives them the best chance to win. Although I do like Jordan Love, I think he's gotten better. But clearly, Aaron Rodgers gives them the best chance. But I can't have him half in and half out. Like, yeah. This team is too young and too formative in terms of those receivers. Like, he needs to spend as much time with them as possible. And if he does, given the way the defense played down the stretch, they could be right back to where they were, you know, in terms of, you know, the NFC North. But it starts with him.
Yeah, but how do you broach the topic of we're moving on from you without saying we're moving on from you?
Yeah, it's blunt force trauma. You go see him in California. That was the old Rex Ryan. Blunt force trauma. We're going to sit down. We're going to thank you for everything. You're an all-time great. We want you back in the worst way. But, Aaron, I don't want to hear that you're going away for 2 months to find yourself in South America and going to give us an answer in the middle of March. That doesn't help us. Like, we need to know. This is a partnership. This is a marriage. If you're in, great. If you're not, we're disappointed, but understand. But we can't let this go on for several months while you travel the world. It's just not fair to the organization. And by the way, Dan, you have a stronger hand this year than last year because at least you've seen some inklings of progress with Love.
Jimmy Garoppolo, Derek Carr, they're the same price. Who do you want?
If you can guarantee the health of Garoppolo, I'm going with Jimmy G. My concern about Carr, you made an interesting point about if we're trading Justin Fields, the question is going to be, well, why? You know, Josh McDaniels is a really good quarterback coach. And if he can't get it to work with Derek Carr, I'm going to have pause for concern and put Garoppolo over him.
Great to talk to you as always. Thank you for your insights, bud.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate you having me.
That's Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, former Jets general manager, also worked for the Dolphins. And he founded the 33rd Team. It's a think tank, in-depth analysis on college and pro football. He's got it all thought out there. It's not a negative on Justin Fields as much as a positive for Bryce Young. That Justin Fields, that there would be a lot of teams that would be interested in Justin Fields. But Bryce Young is that good. And as he said, as a GM, if I'm talking to another GM who says, well, why are you moving on from Justin Fields if you think he's that great? We think he's great, or the potential to be great. We are in an opportunity that we've never been in before, and Bryce Young is a franchise-making quarterback. And we can reset the clock. We can get the rookie contract now, you know, 2 years earlier. I get it. It is interesting. Tom in North Carolina. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan, Danette.
Hey, bud.
Get well, Fritzy. Yes, Dan. I actually had kind of a semi-stat of the day. The Bears doesn't have a very good track record, having the number one overall pick since the last time they drafted Bob Fenimore out of Oklahoma A&M.
Total bust.
In 1947.
Yeah.
He only lasted 10 games, so can't go off that track record.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom. Same people who made that draft pick aren't there.
Oh, they've replaced management?
They did replace management.
Since the 1940
draft? 1947
draft. You know, Fenimore had off-field issues that Bears couldn't really see coming.
Well, there were red flags.
Yep.
Everybody saw it. Everybody saw that. Ryan in North Carolina. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So if you're the Texans and you don't love any of the quarterbacks this year, but you do love Drake May or the USC quarterback, Caleb Williams. Do you trade out of two for trade that number two to somebody for next year's number one, and then you have the potential to have two top five picks next year?
Well, you don't know who's going to have the number one or be bad next year. I mean, you can try to project. You know that you won't be very good. The Texans won't be good. Who else is going to be in there? I mean, are the Bears going to be a top five team draft-wise? Are the Colts going to be back there? See, that's the tricky part. Plus, you've got some teams that are in there. The Lions are in there. The Lions were good this year, but they had the Rams pick. Seattle's in there, but then they got Denver's pick. Who's going to be in there? And that's the tricky part. But if I'm the Texans and I don't have my quarterback, then I would have no problem trading out of that number two pick overall. The draft is littered with teams who took quarterbacks. We'll take the next quarterback. It's such a precise and important position that you can't just go, we'll take him. Like the Ravens had to be all in on Lamar Jackson style. You had to change the complexion of your offense. But he was at the end of the first round, so it's safer there. But if you're drafting somebody, like if I'm the Bears and I'm keeping Justin Fields, then I'm creating a similar scenario to what the Ravens have offensively. That, okay, we're going to embrace this is what you do. We don't know how long you're going to be able to do it, but when you do it, you are a difference maker. Now, can you get a good tight end? Offensive line, improve that. But you have to cater to his skills. And that's what's different now about today's NFL. It used to be you drafted somebody and then you said, okay, you got to fit into what is the prototype NFL quarterback. Now the teams are adjusting their offenses in accordance to the talent of their quarterback. Didn't used to be that way. James in Virginia. James, good to talk to you.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, brother. DP, Dan Nance, happy Wednesday, man. Salute the Commanders. I got so much I want to say, man, but let me start off by saying this, man. You know, thank you, DP, for saying I should have been MVC, man. It's not only an honor, but a privilege to be on your show when I call in, man. And I appreciate those kind words, man. They really do mean a lot. I got a Super Bowl pick, a poll question, and some breaking news, my man.
Oh.
So my Super Bowl picks, I'm going with Bills-Bucks. Bills-Bucks, man. I think the Bills are going to win the championship. But I said in week seven, man, Bucks are going to take it all the way in the NFC. I think the Bengals and Chiefs, though, they got Joe Burrow is the dude and so is Mahomes. So they got a chance, too. My poll question would be, does Kirby Smart pull a Bobby Bowden or does he vote for the NFL in his career? I'm not really sure, but he's got a dynasty going down there. And if I can
okay,
get the
hold on,
news,
hold on, hold on, James, hold on. Marvin thinks he knows what your breaking news is. So hold on, James. Hold on. You give me some breaking news? Okay. Let's see if Marvin can break the news that James in Virginia was going to break.
Our breaking news, James in Virginia is white.
That's not breaking news. I mean, it was breaking news. That's not your breaking news, is it, James?
No. But I am a white dude, yeah, for sure. I'm stone cold white, man. But I do got some soul.
Stone cold white.
Okay. Breaking news is what?
Breaking news, and I'm going to need some advice from you guys, man. But I'm going to be 40 years old this year, and I'm going to be a dad this year,
yay!
Guys.
Yeah. Seton didn't think you could do it, and I said, no, James can do it.
Yeah. I had the over.
Yeah. Man, a little quarterback sneak there. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. You have a great day.
All right, James. MVC, most valuable caller.
Yeah.
40 years of age, going to be a father. I like it. Good for him. Scott in Michigan joins us on the program. Good morning, Scott. What's on your mind?
Morning, Dan. I thought that Maverick was extremely disappointing. The dialogue was so cheesy. My wife and I went back and watched the 1985 version before first, and the dialogue was no better. Maverick was like the same story.
Okay. All right. Okay, Scott, I'm not going to let you slander Tom Cruise on this program. And then we're out shooting hoops during the commercial break, And next thing I hear is Seton goes, I don't know, is he like Katy Perry of actors? And I went, what?
Tremendously successful, but nobody's going to really point to like the depth of the work or be like, you know what? One of the greatest voices of all time, Katy Perry? Probably not.
No.
But and Tom Cruise might be one of the most successful actors of all time, but is he one of the greatest? Probably not.
Why don't we honor action heroes? It takes talent to be an action hero.
Yeah, because people like Dolph Lundgren become action heroes, and it's like, oh, okay.
Well, one of the action heroes.
Yeah.
But not like running a franchise here. Yeah. Yes, Paul.
If Tom Cruise didn't have movies like Rain Man, Born on the 4th of July, and others, yeah, he'd be just an action, fun-loving movie guy. But he's got a bunch of...
Magnolia?
Yeah, he's got some serious chops. He leans towards franchise stuff.
Yeah.
Born on the 4th of July was in 1989.
Right, just a couple...
Okay. But now he is an action star.
I didn't expect a big Tom Cruise debate today, but...
I didn't either.
And I didn't expect to be on the side of slandering Tom Cruise somehow, because I like him as an actor.
Oh,
I'm just saying that...
I would never know it. And then you said maybe he's like Christina Aguilera, and I go, no.
Then she's too good.
Wow. You ever see Collateral? That's a good flick.
Yeah, he doesn't make bad movies. He doesn't.
You're right. He doesn't make bad movies. That being said, the original point is Maverick was not great. It was not award winning. It was entertaining. It was goofy.
It was forced and hokey with the plot tips.
It's not an award winning movie, which was the point of the debate.
When have we honored an action movie? How often do we honor an action movie?
Is there one that's like respected? Die Hard is pretty legendary.
Yeah, but that didn't get nominated.
Yeah, that's a crime.
But was that a great movie? Yes. See, the problem is, you know, Die Hard wasn't a great movie? Oh, my God. What the hell is going on here?
I don't know if it holds up.
Are you drinking?
Whoa. It's getting better.
Dang. Okay, how often do we honor action movies?
About as often as we honor comedies.
And what's the hardest thing to do?
Be funny.
And exactly. Exactly.
Fall from a skyscraper is pretty tough, too.
Yeah. All right.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah, Paulie.
Okay, here's an action movie that was nominated for Best Picture. I think it's an action movie. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Great movie.
I think that's an action...
Yes, it is. Unbelievably great movie. Those were always great movies.
One of the great archaeology movies
of all of the archaeology movies, that probably stands the test of time.
What shall we talk about?
Wait, who are you?
That was one of the German guys. He's got the thing burned into his hand and he goes into the tent.
Yeah.
And he sits down with the two of them and he goes, now, what shall we talk about?
The niche in there. That guy was good, though.
And don't get me started on Rolling Stone's 200 greatest singers of all time. I saw that list last night.
Had to make you happy?
I was not pleased. I was not pleased.
Where was Geddy Lee?
I was not pleased. They're...
Okay, well, what were the controversial ones?
I got to take a break here. This is a little too much right now. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to be grown-ups here. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. Well, you don't know. Is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself,
Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Stat of the day brought to you as always by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Rolling Stone has its list of top singers of all time. Yeah, Paul.
What would be your guys' rationale when you were discussing the greatest singers of all time? Would it be purely voice? Would it be stage presence and ability?
I don't know what they base this on.
For example, I'm going to throw out an example. Kurt Cobain of Nirvana is one of the more famous frontmen in music history.
Yeah.
No one would say he has a great voice. He has a...
Rolling Stone did.
Right. He has an original voice and a compelling voice, maybe. Or,
well, nobody would say that Bob Dylan had a great voice, but Dylan is one of the top 15 voices on this list. I don't know what they're basing this off of. I tried not to get too invested in this, although my wife and I, last night at dinner, I looked at the list because somebody had sent it to me, and he goes, have you brought this up on the show? Do you have a problem with this? And I'm like, oh, do I do this? And I said to my wife, I said, I'll tell you who's got the number one, who's going to be the number one singer. And she goes, do you know? And I go, no, I just know that this is the number one singer of all time, according to Rolling Stone. You want to guess? Seton?
Well, it's usually one of a couple people. Uh-huh. It's usually Whitney Houston is up there. Uh-huh. Aretha Franklin uh-huh. is up there.
All right.
Mariah Carey's usually somewhere towards the top.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye is usually up there.
Yeah.
Stevie.
Yeah. Paulie?
I have not gotten to the top 20. I've looked at the rest of the list. I thought they would have put Marvin Gaye number one if I were betting.
Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
Number one.
Finally getting some.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Okay. That's for Todd.
Oh, great.
There you go, toddler.
No, no.
Oh, Todd's not here to sing any other songs.
No,
today.
He's not. Yes.
Blessing.
Sam Cooke might be my favorite singer of all time. Love Sam Cooke. Marvin Gaye is another one of my favorite singers. Mariah is fifth. Beyonce is top 10. Come on.
Now, Mariah Carey has a great voice, but you may not like her music.
Right. Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Well, she's the queen of Christmas. But I hear that, you know, it's an unbelievable voice, but that's...
she hits notes other people can't
That's
hit,
true.
Right?
That if you hit other notes or notes that nobody else gets to, does that make you one of the top five singers of all time? I don't know. Bob Dylan's in there. Freddie Mercury is in there. Yeah, Paul.
I want to bring up Freddie Mercury. He's 14th on the list. He has both, I think, great voice. There's no question he had a great, powerful voice. To do arena rock with those notes with no auto-tune.
He might be the best front man of all time.
Right, and then combined easily top five front men.
Yes.
So he has a combo.
He had everything. Yes, he.
Okay, so can we start looking at maybe some controversial picks?
Sure.
Because I feel like at 12, you would think this might be controversial, John Lennon.
Yeah, I didn't hear John and I go, boy, what a great voice.
Right, he's like a great songwriter.
Yeah.
And I like the way he sings, but I don't know that I would consider him one of the greatest singers.
I would say McCartney is a better singer than John Lennon, and I think Lennon is a little bit higher than McCartney. Elvis is in the top 20, I think. Prince is in there as well.
Yeah.
You know, you had Etta James is in there.
Frank Sinatra's at 19.
Yeah.
Right. David Bowie's 32, but John Lennon's in the top 10. I would flip that. From singing ability and frontman presence. David Bowie's...
You know, not a great singer.
You don't think Bowie's a great singer?
No, I think he's a great artist.
Mm.
He's not a great
singer. I see what you're saying. Recognizable, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know what the criteria was. And that's why I didn't get too caught up. And then I looked at the top 10 and I went, all right, I'm okay with most of this. I just wanted to... Yeah, there's nobody sings like Sam Cooke sings. Sam Cooke is... Like, Nat King Cole is a great singer, but I don't know. They're opera stars that you would say they should be in there as well. Pavarotti, is he in there? Mm.
I may argue with Ariana Grande a spot ahead of James Brown.
That one bothered me. That one bothered me a little bit.
I thought my computer had a glitch.
But I'm not going to get caught up in this. It was strictly for amusement.
Two ahead of Ella Fitzgerald.
Holy crap.
Okay.
Oh, I know. Look.
But they want clicks, and they, you know, Celine Dion didn't even make the list.
What?
Wow.
She's not in the top 200. Hmm. Oh, no, you can't do that. If my girlfriend Adele is in there, then Celine Dion should be in there as well. Okay, that's it. I mean, I touched on it, and then what I would do is I'd go to Spotify, and then I'd say to my wife, I said, all right, I'm going to play... This person, they're fifth on the list, and then fourth on the... I mean, it's a pretty exciting night at my house, just like
and then
you know.
Mumble to yourself about how are they...
No,
how
no,
they
no, no, we slow danced on a couple songs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now.
There's no kids in the house. All of a sudden, I'll have another glass of wine. All right, I'll let Sam Cooke bring us home. Hello. Yes, Marv.
I would say you turn up the Marvin Gaye, you play a song called I Want You, gets the party started.
Hmm. Well, for somebody who was named after Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, I listened to it just a couple times in my house growing up.
Yeah, Paulie.
I don't think I have Ariana Grande 100 spots ahead of Stevie Nicks and Annie Lennox. I don't know if I could roll with that.
Well, first of all, Christine McVie, who just died, was in Fleetwood Mac, was a better singer than Stevie Nicks.
Hot take.
Oh, no, it's if you know music, and I do, Stevie was a great front person. Christine McVie was a better singer. My opinion. But it's right.
No.
Are you going to trash another one of my favorites, Seton? I mean, feels like this is the day.
Yeah, I could kind of get a lot of them out right now, could I? Mm.
After you called Tom Cruise the Katy Perry of actors...
Springsteen 77, Fritzy not here to
all
do
right.
The imitation.
Come on now. Woo-hoo.
Get home now.
Yes, Marv.
No, I was just with you with the
come on now.
Get home now.
Yeah, and Fritzy will do that on his own. He'll be sitting there booking gas or whatever he's doing, and then he starts singing Springsteen.
Well, all
yeah, I know. And by the way, Seton lobbied for the plexiglass to be put up to separate the two.
I did.
And it's one week too late because Fritzy is not feeling well today.
Yeah, I mentioned it last week and got done yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Toddler and my throat is scratchy.
Yeah, Paulie.
Dan Bjork, one spot ahead of Robert Plant. What are your thoughts? Just want to bother
you. I'm not going to get caught up in it. This is Rolling Stone, and this is what they want to do, and you're going to get upset.
All right!
Come on now! Marcellus Wiley coming up. One more item as we close out hour two, Simply Safe Home Security. Oh, you know who was talking about how simple Simple Safe was yesterday? Oh, Mr. Homeowner himself, Paulie.
So yeah, I put up two of the Simply Safe cameras outside. All you needed was a screwdriver. I went up, grabbed a ladder, zoop, zoop, and it's magnetic. So you place it, and if you don't get it in the right spot, you just move it around until you get it right. I would say less than 9 minutes to put up two outside in the cold.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why it's called Simple. Simply Safe Home Security, the best home security system of 2022 and 2021 and 2020, according to U.S. News and World Report.
And me.
And that, well, I should have led with that. But Simply Safe, there's no better home security. Take my word for it, Paulie's words. Or U.S. News and World Report. Go to SimplySafeDan.com. SimplySafeDan.com, and you're going to get a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to seven. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.